kutzi would be miotas. The kutzi would be miotas. So, just as we say that the akum is miotas by ayesek. So the Gemara says, hosom mi kotone miniach haminiach kotone de'evet. Haminiach kotone de'evet. In other words, there he doesn't say that lechatchil it's all right to rely on yitzik nichnas. This is what Abaye is answering. Rob, from that mishne nablizore, it's only muchach that the eved yitzik nichnas is sufficient. We can rely the eved on yitzik nichnas, but lechatchil not. Lechatchil not. Now this gemara is difficult. Teisus pointed out. So, in other words, Abaye, what did Abaye say? Abaye said, "Hochetor, hakol shoch de mafil kuz." But me do amun yishe shalom dagal. Avol yitzin nichnas lo yishre. So lechatchila we cannot rely on yitzin nichnas. And how about the emet according to Abaye? Vim shochat chita kazal is posov in Israel. So Abaye is saying not only that lechatchila we cannot rely on yitzin nichnas alone, but even the emet we cannot rely on yitzin nichnas. But in addition, I mean, what is necessary is that we should give him a sample of the bosal to taste. So, Mimele, what kind of iterets does the Gemara give? What kind of iterets does the Gemara give? What kind of iterets does the Gemara give? Hosob di kotone miniach, haminiach kotone dieve. That would be good iterets for Abaye, if Abaye had said that lechatchila we cannot rely on yitzir nichnas, but the eved we can rely. So then it would be good talents. But Abaye says in so many words that even the eved we cannot rely on yitzir nichnas. We must resort to chita chazalis bosa bin eisilei. So what kind of talents is it? That's the discussion. So thesis hamniach kotone. This thesis, the second thesis hamniach kotone the eved. Lav lishnu yali with Abaye korsi. The Abaye namely shown the David lechitita kazayis boso. El bole hakshis al dibri chove. She dabnik mikam di shor av lechatchil. So the first teretz of this verse is that Eino Chanami. When the Gemara says mi ketone dmei niach, hameniach ketone, the Gemara is not trying to explain Abaye. Abaye is certainly difficult. This mishne certainly implies neged Abaye. But the Gemara is just asking a kasha against Rov. Rov deduced from this mishnah that Yetzir Nichnas you can even rely on Chatchile. So you want to ask a kasha? All right, Abaye is difficult, but you are also difficult. How can you Rov say that Yetzir Nichnas so is sufficient? Even Chatchile, we see from the mishnah that only the Eved is sufficient. So in Chanami there is a kasha outstanding against Abaye, but there is a kasha against Rove too. That's the first question. So elabol hakshis al dibrove shindav mikan shal chatur inam. Then there is a second verse. Inam kol zman shinochem lisakim al dechiter kazayis boso yesh lo lisakim avol leser likus kamon nishom. The second question teisa says that Abaye is mati of the eved. That Abaye is matir, relies on Yitzir Nichnas David. He relies on Yitzir Nichnas. The machlekes between Abaye and Rove is only on the question as to whether Yitzir Nichnas is reliable, is sufficient, lechatchila. But the Eved, Abaye is made that Yitzir Nichnas is enough. Oh, so then you ask, but Abaye says that even the Eved we have to resort. The answer is, what does it mean, the Eved? The Eved means, if there is no other way, if there is no better guarantee, no better proof, so this proof is sufficient. But if it's possible to prove it absolutely, so why should we rely on this raya, which is not an absolute proof? So Memele, in case where the kusi is still around, so it's possible to have a better proof by giving him a sample of the behemoth. of the meat, a piece of the meat, to taste, that will be much better proof. So mele, we are not supposed to rely on the proof of the Yetzirinichas, because it's possible to obtain better proof. Masha'inkin, suppose the Kusim was Sheikhay, and there was the Yisroel was not in the Tabo, but the Yisroel was just the Yetzirinichas. But at the time of the Shechita, he happened to walk out of the room. So, but he was Yetzir Nichnas, and the Kusi Ushech disappeared. We can't find him. So then, Abayo Bimede, that since it's a real Yemen, because there is no other way of proving it, so then we rely on the proof of Yetzir Nichnas. So, in other words, so there are two machines in this thesis, as to whether according to the first portion, in Teisves, Abaye is chelik an rove, not only in respect to the case of the chatchile, but even in the case of the Eved is chelik. And according to the second motion, Abaye is made that the Eved, we rely on it. But where it's possible to have better proof, so we have to obtain better proof. You know, the call of Mashiach is not going to be by conceptually sacred. Our lesson is to become more short. All right. So the Gemara asks, Hosom mikotoni miniach, haminiach kotoni. The Eved, Elamor. From this it's a raya, that Yitzi v'nichnas is a sufficient proof. Ein Hashem meyo tzorich li yis yeshi von misham meyo, el afo pishi Yitzi v'nichnas. Now let's see the Rashi. Weichen Yisroel Yitzir Nichtvoyim Zer Likus Lechatchile Bitnio Vot Nam Vier Basam Sagt Zad Zorad Afal Bish Yisroel Yitzir Nichtas Muta Al Mistapim Lichobim Yom Osi Yisroel Lenoga Ochenam Mistapim Hashte Osi Lichozolo Mi Kotone Mini Ochon Lichom Chanu Zer Yitzir Nichtmash Lechatchile So in the Eved So he says Elo Mehoch Ein Hashem Yotzor Lichom Yitzir Kavla Avi Yitzir Nichtas Muta Reisha Seif Eloi Tishe So then the question arises So there is a stira between the Reish and the Seif. Because before, the Gemara said, Mikotoni, Miniach, Hamniach Kotoni. That means only the Eved, Lachatchil, not. And so the Reish implies only the Eved. And the Seif says, that it will Lachatchil. So Rashi says, no. Reish has a loy tiksha. The loy is zu abzu kotoni. Kaleima, loy mi the Eved avke, elo afil Lachatchil. Lachatchil. Anyway, so the Seif tells us, that even Chatchila Yetzir Nichnas is sufficient. So, how can Abaye say that only Emet Al Gabov is sufficient for Chatchila Yetzir Nichnas? So, Elomar Rav Hoch, Hakel Sheikhtin, Vafilu Kusi, Vamed Vomamon Jizchol Yetzir Nichnas, Avu Bo Motze Sheshochar, Chita Kaza Yisboso, Vinei Simle, אוכלי מותר לכם שתעשה לא יאכלי עושה לכם שתעשה חוץ וכך של מקורת אפילו דבד נאמר לוי שמו יישו ושמו ידעו ושמו אחמי ידעו ויחולו וששוח בהי ושים קשה היו להם אחר של מקורת נא לא קורה וימשוך אתם בו אלי אלא הקוצי הם נפני יצאו נכנס שוח מחתחילה קשה Alright. So in other words, so Rove explains the Lechatchila as follows. The Tatel Shochtim, which implies Lechatchila, means if Yisrael is Yitzir Nichnas. So then it's good Lechatchila. But if Yisrael is not Yitzir Nichnas, Lechatchila it's Osa. But the Eved, no, there was no Yitzir Nichnas. So it's Muter, if he gives him a Kazayis boss. Now here we have, in this case, we have a very big Chiddush. And the Rishash, I mean, points out that it's not in Muchach from the Gemara. Avol bo u motzi shishoch atchita kazayis boso v'neisem. Vim teima, kiv di rove midame shchito yayin esech. Now rove, equated, shchito et yayin esech, because the whole raya of rove, that yitzi v'nichnas is sufficient v'chatchileh, He's from Yain Esach. In other words, what did Abaye say? It's not that Abaye didn't know. I mean this mission. Abaye also knew the Mishnah and the Zohar. But Abaye would say, no, there is no kashya. There is a distinction between Yayin Esach and Shchit. Because Yayin Esach, so it's only a matter of a Rabbanon. I mean, suppose the Akum David Kechovim does handle the wine. Does the wine become Osam and Haise? Only Stam Yeino. Only Osam and Rabbanon. So since the whole risk is a risk with Rabbanon, since the whole risk is a risk with Rabbanon, so in Mele, we rely lechatchil al yitzir nichnas. Mashenkin by shchite, if the kusi will make shiel, will make trose, will make chlode, will make akrome, will make kito, so it will be nevele with reise. So since it's negeye, and it's a reise, not an isad rabbonon, we don't rely on yitzir nichnas. This is what Abaye would say. But Rove rejects that distinction. So Rove holds, Monefsheach, if it is a good proof, in a Rabbonon it should be a good proof, in a Raisa too. The Raisa too. So that's all. So Teisa says, Ikashe. So in other words, so Teisa says, Abaye doesn't equate Yayin Esach with Shchite. But Rove equates Yayin Esach with Shchite. So Teisa says, Ikashe, we can keep the Rove Midam, Shchite al Yayin Esach. So the Mishnah says in Avrizore that if, let's say, there was a bear of yain, in those days they prepared all the wine in barrels. In Beis. So if, let's say, Israel, there was a bear, and the Israel came to the bear, and he saw an Eved Kechovim standing near the bear with Yain. So the question is, can we drink that wine? Since we found the Eved Kechovim standing near the bear, so we know he was in a position to draw. Some wine, so then all the yain would become yain esach. So the Mishnah says it's muta, unless this Eved Kechovim happens to be the creditor of the Yisroel who caught David Kechovim standing near the bay. So then the Kechovim has nothing to be afraid of at all. He's the Yisroel who caught him, who found David Kechovim standing near the bay, is his debtor. He's indebted to him. So in Mele, the Bichovim has nothing to be afraid of the Israel. What can the Israel say? What business do you have to stand near my wine? So tell me, you owe me money. So if you don't like it, if you don't pay me, I'll collect. I'll have an attachment upon this wine. Because you owe money. So in such a case, the Bichovim is not messed up. He's not afraid. If he has a milveh. But if the Bichovim has no milveh upon the Israel, who caught David Kechovim, who found David Kechovim standing near the wine, near the bay of wine, so then we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe he drew some wine from the bay and made all the wine in the bay Yayin Esach. Because the Akum is mistab. Why is the Akum mistab? I mean, this does not mean that if, let's say, a Yisroel, let's say, enters a winery and he finds a Kechovim standing there, that all the wine is muter. That all the wine is muter. Because in such a case, David Kechovim is not mistaken. But here we are dealing with a case where the Kechovim was found b'tzad ha-beir of Yain that belongs to the Israel, to this Israel who found it. To this Israel who found it. So the Mele is mistaken if Elohim Yilvov. But if, let's say, a Israel who is a stranger has nothing to do with this wine found him, so why should the Kechovim be afraid? Because here he is afraid because it belongs to Israel. Because this wine belongs to Yisrael. So Mimele, and it's in an open place. So the Akum is always laboring under the fear that maybe any minute a Yisrael will come. So it's Muta, even without Yetzer Nichlas. So Tesis Kashi is Monavshah. According to Rabbi, there is an equation between Yain Nesach and Shchite. Because if we say there is a difference between Yain Nesach and Shchite, so then there is no Kashi against Abaye altogether. This is Abaye's law. But Rabbi holds there is an equation between Yain Nesach and Shchite. So Mele, why does the Mishnah say according to Rove that if the Kusi Shecht without the Israel Yitzel Nichnas, so then it's only Muter if the Israel is Chiter Kazai is Boso, Chiter Kazai is Boso B'nei Israel. Now, here we are dealing with the Behemo Shal Israel. We're not dealing here with the Behemo Shal Kusi. We are dealing here with the Behemo Shal Israel. So the Mele just is over there. So we say that the Akum is Mistake, even though the Israel was not yet in Nichnas. The Israel not yet in Nichnas, because the Akum knew that any moment. So the Israel might encounter him. He's afraid, and after all, it's not his wine, it's the Israel's wine. So here too, we are not dealing with the behemoth that belongs to the Kusi. We are dealing, after all, the Kusi shechted for the Israel. So in other words, so the behemoth belongs to the Israel. So why does the Mishnah say, according to Rabbi, that only if he gives him Kazayis Boso and the Kusi eats it, then he can eat it. Even if he doesn't give him Kazayis Boso. After all, the behemoth belongs to the Israel, and the Kusi was sheichet without any Jew standing, not even being a Yetzer Nichnas. Then the Jew entered the place, came in. So the Kusi should be laboring under the fear that maybe in the midst of the Shechita the Israel would bump in to him. So maybe it should be Muter. But what do we say? No. Over there, we rely on Mistape because it's Negei the Rabbanon. But over here, it's Negei the Raise. So then there is no Kashi against Abaye either. This is Tesis Kashi. The Yesh Leimah, Akin Parishis Leim, Kim Shiyoch Levoi, Al-Kazai, Boso, Yesh Levoi. So there is a big chiddush in this thesis. So the Rabbi's thesis is saying that in Achname, according to Rove, so where a Kusi shechts a behemo of Israel, so the event it is muter, if there is no other way, if there is no possibility of obtaining better proof, so then it would be muter without anything, even without chiddush as I possibly say. But as long as there is a possibility of obtaining better proof, So it's not a real David. So we have to obtain better proof. But in Achname, suppose the Kusi was Sheikhayit. The Kusi was Sheikhayit. And then after the Shechita, the Israel came in. And then the Kusi immediately disappeared. And he cannot be reached. We cannot test him by giving him a piece of meat. So then it's Mutalech Mushatose anyway. Because the Akum is Mistah. The Kusi is Mistah. Kusi is Mistah. This is what Jesus says. The Rishash says, and it's probably the Shita of other Rishayim, because the other Rishayim don't even ask that Kashi. Why shouldn't he ask that Kashi? It's a very strong Kashi. So apparently, I mean, they agree with what the Rishash says. He says, Rove was only refuting Abaye's story, because Abaye made a distinction between Yain Nesach and Shchite in connection with Ilchat Chilin. So in other words, Abaye held that by Shchite we cannot rely on Ilchat Chilin and Yitzvah Nichnas, but by Yain Nesach yes, by Yain Nesach yes. So Abaye held there is a difference between Yain Nesach and Shchita, because Yainesech is negayin in Chabolon, Stam Yeino, so Mimele Yitzib Nichnas is sufficient, Lechatrile, Mashenkin Shchit is negayin in the Reise, so it's not sufficient, Lechatrile. So it's not sufficient, Lechatrile. Mashenkin here, in the case of Evit Chomishen in Tzobisarab Beir, Kishen Lei Milberov. So then, even by Yainesech, it's not sufficient, Lechatrile. And it's only sufficient, Evit. It's only sufficient the Eved. So since it is sufficient the Eved only, so Mimele, there we can make a distinction between Nisan Rabon and Nisan Raisa. So in other words, Rove was Chelikan Abaye, because according to Abaye, there is a distinction between Nisan Rabon, like Yair Nesach, and Nisan Raisa, like Shchit, even Ligabi Lechatchile. So Rove said, no, as far as Lechatchile is concerned, if it is not a sufficient proof vis-a-vis the Raise, it should not be a sufficient proof vis-a-vis the Rabbanon either. Because after all, why should he Lechatchile put himself into such a situation? Monefshah, if it is a very good proof, so it should be a good proof Lechatchile even vis-a-vis the Raise. If it's not a good proof, so why should we be making in the Rabban? Why should we make in the Rabban? So that's why Rove was Chelik and Abaye. Mashiach came in regard to the case of the Chomim Shemim Tzavisarabeya. So even in Yair Nesach, Lechatchil Itzosa. Even Yair Nesach, Lechatchil Itzosa. Why is it Osa again? Lechatchil? Because this is not a good proof altogether. This is not a good proof altogether. That you don't rely on in the Chomish of Isadabeya. In Lechatchile, in other words, you're not allowed, Israel is not allowed to leave the Bay Lechatchile that has Yayin and in the presence of an Akko. Lechatchile, but the Eved, in order not to begin and have said to him, he already did it, so we rely on it. But it's not a good proof. Because we are not allowed to leave the Beir of Yayin unsupervised in the presence of an Akko. So it's not a very good proof. It's not a very good proof. So, but the Eved, we rely. Then Rove also says, so the Eved, we rely only on Nisa Rabbanon. Mashenken and Nisa Derai say, we don't rely even there. This is what the Rishas says. All right. Rav Asher. So far we had three ukimtes. We had a ukimte of Rav Barule that the Sheikh Lechatchile means Tomei Bechun Shnasal Taraz HaKedosh. And Shidosek Sheiro Deved means Tomei Bimugdoshi Al Nisakin Oruch. Then we have the ukimte of Abaye that the Sheikh Lechatchile means Kusi is for the Midagabov. And the Eved means without a Midagabov. But Talgide is for the Chitkazai is Bosom Nesam. According to Rove, it's similar, with one difference. That Lechatchile means, the Sheikh Lechatchile means Yitzil Nichnas. Not only a Midagabov Mamesh, but Yitzil Nichnas. And the Eved means without Yitzil Nichnas. Talgide Chitkazai is Bosom Nesam. Now we have before the Kid, Ravashi on the Hoch. Hakel shochtim afu Yisroel mumer. Mumer lemay. Lech nevilis litov, rove, doma rove. Yisroel mumer, lech nevilis litov. Veniksakim bine Yisroel. Umuta lech mishutose. Avo lo ibodak tu nosalei, lo yishrei. Vin shochat, bine sakine achov. Nim se sakine yofe, muta lech mishutose. Vin lavos lech mishutose. Chus mechal shen mikotun. דאפילו דאבד נאמלוי, שמיישו, שמידו, שמייחלידו, וחום ששוח תאה, אילו עם האחר שנקות נעלו כוי, סובים שוחת מבוי אלי, אלא ישראל מומה. So again, the question is, אילו עם האחר שייתי נקות נקסקלוסיבלי, so he shouldn't say בכלו, if it has reference exclusively לאחר שנקות, ומשוחת מבוי אלי, אלא ישראל מומה also. So, אידי בו נקסקים נעיסלי, יחם בצ'כת לחתחילה, אלא לא יבודק, it is lisaku liptike hashtag, we less lisaki, kachin reisim I have it. Dilma, the Achilim can only see whether there was Shia, not Shia, whether there's Akome, not Akome, whether he was shechting the Achiloch of Avoye, or he was shechting the way you cut an apple, the Aratruze. But they couldn't see unless they took the knife before the Shrite and they inspected it. But if they didn't inspect the knife before the Shrite, so by just being in the Gabo, they couldn't see whether there is a Pime or not. Because in order to notice whether there is a Pime, you have to bring the knife close to your eyes and inspect it with your nails and so on. I mean, so even though it's by Achir Reinison, you couldn't inspect it by Achir Reinison. So, Vidwesel Sakin Kachin Reinis and Mahabe, Vim Sakin Vim Shofen. So, Kashi. Alright. Now, so, what is Akrabashi Sikinte? That the Sheikh Vim Chatrin means a Yisroel Munar Echon Yisroel Divov. So, he can Sheikh Vim Chatrin if the Yisroel inspected the Sakin before the Shrit. Before the Shrit. But if the Israel did not inspect the Sakin before the Shrite, then Lechatchila we're not allowed to let him shech, even though Israel kosher gomo is in the Gabo. But the Eved, even if the Israel Mumarichon is Litiov, the Czech, and there was no Israel in the Gabo. But the Israel inspected the Sakin after the Shrite, and we saw that after the Shrite there was no Pgime. So certainly, before the Shrite there was no Pgime, so then it's kosher. So the Hakel Shochkin Chatchile means a Israel Mumeichos to evolve on through inspecting the Sakin by Israel, and that's a but without the inspection, Chatchile it's yourself, but the Eved even without the inspection before the Shrite. If there is an inspection of the Sakin after the Shrite, it's still. Alright, now. The Rashi. Abashi Omar, Koras, Liti Oven, Kilim Shkach Hazeh, Teroch Neveilas, Umach HaShesakim Dukom, Mitzul Biyod Yishoch Hachaf, Zichol Kam Dimotzul Meichlet, Yeru Yoch Lissu, Vichayu Yisakim Boduk, Litoch Vadure, Bosa Sakin Yof, Im Zub Gumo, Nim Tzisakin Yof Emuta, Vain David Masris, Chutz Michere, Sheite, Kotten, דאפיל נמסק לי יופי אלוהי די כקולה אחרינה שיהיה דריס החלודה לא יודע להזדהו רבה ודווקא יכול לתאוב אבל להחיז אבל נמסק לי יופי אלוהי דימוי לנאבו בכבונו ביודעי there is a big חידש לנסקשי on which there is a מחלקת רשמים and most רשמים are probably חלק הרשי רשי says only if he's in Mumayich and Yisroel Tov. So in other words, so whenever he has an opportunity to eat kosher, he wouldn't eat anything. But only if he has no opportunity, so then he doesn't control his appetites. He doesn't curb his appetites. And he eats Nivele. So the Mele, as long as Yisroel was leading the Saki, why should the Mumayich and Yisroel Tov make Shia? Why? After all, he has Sam Yerushalayim. He wouldn't do an aveira if he doesn't gain anything. If he doesn't gain anything in terms of satisfying his appetites. So why should he do an aveira? He had an opportunity to shecht it properly. He's a good sheikhat. He knows the art of shechti. And the sakin had no beginners. So in the melee we take it for granted that he certainly was sheikhat properly. Even though he's a mumayich l'chilom, he has nothing to gain by being an aveira. Masha'im came if he's in Mumma, Reichon, and Vilis Lachis. So on the contrary, that's his gain to be spiteful to the Torah. To be spiteful to the Torah. So, you know, there was in Yiddish an adage years ago in respect to the Mumma Lachis that he eats chilef with nails, chilef mitchlekes. In other words, if somebody was a mumar lahachis, so there were certain mumar lahachis years ago who were so spiteful to the Torah that they were ready to hurt themselves and make a sandwich of chilev with nails in order to violate the isa of chilev. So this is what Rashi says. Even though the sakin was a sakin yofe, but he might deliberately have made chie drosech loded. So it's mashma that suppose a Yisroel gomor inspected the sakin, and then the Yisroel was looking how he was shechting all the time, and he saw that the mumel hachis was shechted properly. The mumel hachis can also shecht properly. No shia, no trose. He did everything properly with the locha avoye and in the right place, and Yisroel was watching very closely. He was standing near the behemoth and he saw that he was shechting in the right area. And he was being saki too. So then it's good, even if it's mumel hachis. That's Rashi Shita. But many Rishonim say, no, if someone is a mumel hachis, not only mumel reichon avilas lachis, even if he's living shatnis lachis, any iser of the Torah, if it's lehachis, he has a din of a mumel lochlat erikule, and like the chalshabu faresia, like in Eilid Avizore, because he has a din of a min, so the mele shchitose is nevele, just as a goy, when a goy shecht, suppose the goy knows shchite, and he shechted properly. He knows Hilcha Shvite, knows everything. Like that professor in Minneapolis who translated the Shchite code. He knows Hilcha Shvite very well, but he feels Shech. With 1,000 Jews, Rabbonim, supervising and seeing that he does the Shchite properly, it will still be Nevele. So many Rishonim, I think most Rishonim, they say that if someone is in Mumal with the Barechot Lahachis, so he's in Mumal Chalatir Kule, he's in Min, and he's Kakum Chodvo. He has all the Psurim of an Akum, like in Mumar Abin Labri Zore, like in Mishumet. Some Mele, is the Shritos of Nevele. So it's not like Rashi. So Rashi Shiti here is that in Mumal Lahachis, Mumal with the Barechot Lahachis, does not have a din of a mumel chater kule. He does not have a din of a min. He does not have a din of a mumel chater kule. But he's choshut to be menabel. But if a Yisroel inspected the sakim, Yisroel was in the kabov, and he saw, he made sure that the shechita was done properly, so it's all right. Now, Teisves is also chilek. Teisves and the Rosh, and the Rambam, they are all chilek on Rashi. They are all chilek on Rashi. All right. Sheikhid Lichatchil, Afil Le Achirin Rei Nisi, Libdi Kehash, Lomu Le Achirin Rei, Lomu Le Achirin Rei. Gemara says, "V'chulon shishoch pahei, ilay ma'achera shidukot nalo koye v'shoch tibi boyle. Ela Yisrael mumeha. Yidi bodek sakim neisile. Ho amre shichid chatchile. Eloi bod. Yidi isile sakim libdike. Libdike hash. V'dilesile sakim kachim rei neisim ahave. Dilmo bisakim v'um shochit. Now the question is, so that's Tesis kashi." The Gemara said in connection with Kusim that even though it's not Achir, all right, so Abaye said only Achir Minotabov, but Roven, the din is like Roven, not like Abaye, that even without Achir Minotabov, just Yitzim and Nichmas, even though a Jew didn't even see, did not witness the Maise Shchite, but he kept on coming in, going out, and the Shchite was done in his absence, so still it's all right. Why? Because the Kusi is Mirtas. So why does the Gemara say, "V'idelesel isaki ke'achim rei neisim ayahave dilma bisakim gumeshochit"? Why bisakim gumeshochit? But achim rei neisim, even by yitzim nichnas, not achim rei neisim, is involves more supervision than yitzim nichnas. So even by yitzim nichnas, we say the kusi is mirtas, he'll not do something improper because he's afraid the Jew will catch him. So why does the Gemara say כי אחי אומרי, וידל עשר לסכין, כי אחי אומרי לי, שם, I have a drum בסכין, כמו משוחית. Why is it necessary, why is it essential that the Jew should inspect the sakim before the shvita? Even if he didn't inspect. But we should say that Yisroel Mumeach is afraid lest the Jew will inspect. That stays as kashya. No Rishenim has it kashya. So, old Rishenim. Now, old Rishenim give the teretz. The only teretz that only kusi, even though this Mishnah, according to Abai and Rove, agrees with the Tanoim that Kusim Gerem is saying, but still the Kusim were a separate sect. I mean, two Al-Pedim, they are Jews. They are Jews, they are Yisrael and Gemorim. But they were isolated from the Jews. I mean, Jews did not mingle with Kusim the way they mingled with other Jews. So Mimele, So the Aikusi was always afraid because he knew the Jews don't trust him. Mashenkin, Yisroel, Mumel, it all. I mean, he considers himself as a wonderful Jew. I mean, all you have to do is to have a good heart. I mean, and having a good heart doesn't mean anything. I mean, even if you are very cruel and ruthless, you still can consider yourself as having a good heart. So Mimele, he's not afraid. Kusim did not mingle with Jews. So, and Jews did not mingle with Kusim. So, Mimele, they were treated like a separate sect. So, even though Kusim Gerem is saying, so, Pedim, they are Jews. But Bimtzias, there was no mutual trust between Jews and Kusim. So, Mimele, a Kusi was not confident vis-a-vis the Israel. So maybe we say we stop it. Mashenkin is a Israel, even though he's a Mumalitom, but he considered himself as a good Jew. So maybe he's not afraid. This is what Tesis says on the Shems. Beidik Sakim and Esau. Now let's see the Tesis. V'li chashino shem yishem yidris. So if it's Beidik Sakim and Eisele, then you don't need any Emidal Gabov, you don't even need Yetzir Nichnas. Let's say, suppose the Yisrael inspects the Sakim and then gives it to the Kusi and he said, all right, you can share with that Sakim, I have to hurry, I have to make a play. So it's also all right. Even though that wouldn't be considered Yetzir Nichnas because he already told the Kusi, He already told the Mumer Litovim that he is hurrying, he's leaving town. So it's not Yetzir Nichnas. But the answer is, a Mumer Litovim is as reliable as a Yisroel Kosher. With one difference. A Yisroel Kosher can be trusted even when there is a certain temptation. A Mumer Litovim cannot be trusted whenever there is a temptation. But whenever there is no temptation, so then he is as trustworthy as a Yisrael Kosher. So, V'chashim Hashem Yishem Yidrei, L'shom Yikatei Yom Ochli Yisrei, V'afilu Lui Yichon Memenu, D'chai Yishal Fnei Yivol Yisrei Mikshu, Afilu, Ein Acher Emi Lagabo, V'lui Yitzi V'nichnas, Avol Kusi Yish Lui Yinacher, Di Yisrael Yitzi V'nichnas, Lui Boi Yibdikesak, דמיותס, ומוצינו בשימו כי הם גם ביקוסי שיצאו בקסקים. ואם אין ישראל יצאים נכנס, אפילו בוד הקסקים לא ימענה. דחיישים אין שם השור. ושם הדורס, ודחי שפני עיוור, נסית מיכשו. ותאמה, דמיילו ימענה נאמה במומה יצא ונכנס. דמיילו ימענה נאמה במומה יצא ונכנס כל מיני ביקוסים. דקום הביסומוך, נתנס על יסקים כי אחרים רגע יצאים העבי. ויש לא ימע, וישראל מומה לא ימירתס. דאינסובו שאיב דקסקים אחר. Because he's very confident, he's sure of himself. He considers himself not only as a Jew, Yisroel, Al-Pidin, Yisroel, Avot, Bishachot, Yisroel. But that does not mean that the Mumer Eichon Wilson is a good Jew, he's a very bad Jew. But the Mumer Eichon himself considers himself as the best Jew, even though he does a lot of it. So mainly he's sure of himself. ואין להקשיז דמי צורך לכתחיל לליבדיק הסאקי במומה I mentioned that, in other words, before. Why, in connection with Abaye Sekimte and Rove Sekimte, why isn't it Mutal Chatchile to give to Ikusi Tisheach even without David Al-Gabov and without Yetzir Nichnas, as long as he has the intention of giving him a sample to taste? So Yeshlim Echashin and Dilu Mishlo, maybe you'll forget. V'yochot, Mishpir Sham Tanta, Mecher Hashem Yikotun, the Mishlo Chum Lechatchile. All right, now. So we already have how many Kimtes? We have Rabbi Barule, and then Abaye, and Rove, 3, and Ravashe, 4. Now we have a fifth Kimtes. Rabino, Maroch, Keton, Akel, Shochtin. Hakel, Mumchim, Shochtin. Mumchim means someone who was tested, who took it Prine. And it was found out, it was determined, that he knows Il Cheshchite perfectly. He knows Il Cheshchite perfectly. Even though he's not experienced, he never shecht himself, but he knows the cheshchite, and he knows, of course, let's say, suppose he knows the cheshchite and he doesn't know where the veshet is, he doesn't know what the veshet is, what the koni is, he doesn't know that veshet means esophagus, and that the koni is the windpipe, he doesn't know that. So then, he's not a mumche either. Mumche avo pishim zoki means he knows everything. He knows the dini shrite, and he also knows the miladalme, the facts of shrite. I mean, where you have to shecht, I mean, and how you have to shecht. What the loch vavoye means, and he also knows in what area of the kone, of the windpipe, you can shecht. In what area? You cannot share. He knows that comes within mumch. But Eimur Zoki means that he does not have any practice in shechting. But he has to have some experience in watching another sheikh shech. Because if he never watched, he just studied in cheshchite, thousand shechet, and he never watched a sheikh shech, so then he cannot be considered a mumche either, because how do we know that he knows what the koni is? So that means mumche also means that he has some experience. L'chol apoches, not only does he know ilche shchite, but he watched other shochtim shecht. But he himself does not have any experience. He doesn't have any practice. So as long as it was determined that he knows the Shchite, he knows the dinim of Shchite, and he knows the miladalme of Shchite. Avol pishim ozokin, he doesn't have any experience, so he can submit to him a behemoth to shech b'chatchil. Ba'med vorem amurim, b'yishayedim, v'yimer l'cheshchit, that we tested it, and we saw that he knows the Shchite. Avol yedim b'yim, we don't know, not that we know that he doesn't know, we just don't know. Who wants to shecht? And we don't know whether he knows the cheshchite well or not. Avol yedi b'shidi l'cheshchite lo yishchit v'im shochat. And suppose stami Jew was shechet. So the Eved, there is a way to be muta. Wait, can we test him after the shechit? And if on the p'chine, it turns out. That he knows the cheshchite, so if he knows now, he knew 5 minutes before too. So the bein kenei zim yedei alim el cheshchite muta lechem shutosi v'im lav osu lechem shutosi chutz lechashim kotten daf yedei v'naam eloi shem yishu shem yitrisu shem yachli yidu v'chum shishoch tae ilu imachir ashim kotten alo koye v'im shochte mimbo yolei elo shalim mumchi. So the bein kenei zisagi the less and more answers. So according to Ravines, first loshin the atulishin is Ravine. So the lechatchile the hakel shochtin that implies lechatchile tells us that if we gave a pchine to a sheichet and we found out that he knows the dinim of shchite and also the miladalme of shchite, even though he has no experience, he has no practice, we can let him lechatchile shecht. But if we didn't establish that he's a mumche, stam a Jew, he comes and he says, I'm a wonderful sheikh. But we didn't give him a prime, we're not allowed to let him sheikh, according to the first Lashon Hara. But if he did sheikh, so then, and if we tested him after the shrite, and it turned out that he knew everything, so then the evidence is good. So the hatel shach mechatchila means if we establish that he knows, and ish doesn't share what the evidence means if late after the shchita we tested him and we established after the shchita. All right. Now, ikve ikedam re rabine omar hocherton hakol shocht matum muzokin shochtin muzokin. Anyone has experience. So it doesn't mean Aval Pishay Mumchin, that if someone has experience in Shechting, but we gave him a Pchine, and we saw he doesn't know Ilcheshchite, we can let him Shecht Chas V'Sholem. If we know, he gave him a Pchine, and we know that he doesn't know Ilcheshchite, so even the Evede Shchite is Asur. In spite of the fact that he is an experienced, he has been Shechting for 20 years. So, but it means, Hakim shochtim, hakim muzokim shochtim. Muzokim avok is a mumchim. It means, a mumchim means we didn't establish, we didn't give him a prin. Maybe he knows, maybe he doesn't know. So, bamed vor mamurim she shocht lefonen beizu gimul pomim vel in isau. Avlo yi shocht lefonen beizu gimul pomim, lo yishri. Shemo yisau. Vim shocht lo mabborim shalu yitzalavti, shchito seik sheir. So, the Hakel Shocht Mechatchila means if we know that he has practice. But if we don't know, Mechatchila not. But the Eved, even though we don't know, and he says that he was not Nisali, he didn't become faint. Sometimes, you know, he becomes faint, and then he Sheye. So there is a pause, there is Sheye, so he becomes pause. There is Shia. But he says, Boshel and Salaf, Tish Nosik Sheir, Chutz Mechera Sheit Vikot, Nafod Eved Namaloi, Shemo Yishu, Shemo Yidru, Shem Shem Yach Lidu, Vikot Nishe Shoch Tvai, Ilei Macher Sheit Vikot, Alo Koye, Vim Shoch Tem Boyle, Elo Hashem Muzoki, Vamo Libor Eli Sage, Let's come in the shot. All right. Now let's see the Rashi. Shirvat kol lachin nei sei lit kash kol lachin nei may abel vot kasaki mumchin ve yedin ul cheshchite ve yedin ul cheshchite. Now the proshne rashi says mumchin ve yedin ul cheshchite. I mean, what? So what? It doesn't mumchin mean yedin ul cheshchite? So what's mumchin ve yedin ul cheshchite? So what kind of a mumche is it? It's possible that mumche means that it appears from Rashi's lashon that it's possible to visualize a mumche without knowing Hilchas Shchita. But that's what mumche means. So as I said before, because mumche doesn't mean he doesn't know what is the kone, what is the veishet, what he knows theoretically, he knows what area in the kone is all the shrite. But if you give him a behema and you tell him, point out to me what area here is all the shrite, that he doesn't know. So then he cannot check. So in other words, so when Rashi says mumchim v'yedin l'cheshchite, in other words, there could be mumche and not know l'cheshchite. Let's say somebody might be a sheichet, and he knows, let's say, what has to be done. Practically, what has to be done. How you have to shecht and everything. And he knows what the kone is. But he doesn't know all the dinim of shchite. He doesn't know what shia is. Whether shia means that enough time elapsed that he could be marbit behemoth v'ishchato, or just enough time elapsed that he could check the behemoth, but not yarmit so. I mean, that's disgusting the Gemara. So he still cannot check. In other words, mumche, he could be mumche. He knows, let's say, most of the time, so shilas don't even come up most of the time. If everything is normal and smooth, there is no shilas. There is no shilas. But if not everything is smooth, sometimes not everything is smooth, you see. So suppose, let's say, somebody in the midst of the shrite, so somebody told the sheikhet, as he was engaged in shechting a baby, somebody tells the sheikhet, there is an emergency long distance call for you. So, and then he stopped shechting for a moment, and then he resumed the shrite. Then there is a shaila. Was the pause, it constituted the she or not? So let's say somebody might be a mumche. You can, if every case of shchita had been smooth, there wouldn't be any problem. But so he might be a mumche, but he doesn't know all the mumche shchita. He is not holy shchita. In other words, he has to know all the dinim mumche shchita. He doesn't have to know tagubes and milche, but shchita, he has to know all the dinim of shchita. This is what Rashi says: mumche yedoche shchita. Aber bis in so king soll ich schon von einem jungen Paar mit mir ist sie mich mit Kehr schon mit Saub mit Schritte sie bei und die sie oi je bin la haben die sie dem lika da haben sie dem lika. In other words, sometimes you see, sometimes one might be the biggest bucky, but practically cannot be shechet. Why can't it be shechet? Because certain people cannot be shochtim because they are very nervous and they are very sensitive, and they cannot even see blood. So how can it be sheichet? So then it'll be nisali. When he starts shechting, they'll become faint for a moment. And there might be pause, so it'll be shiye. Or sometimes sometimes a person's hands are clumsy. I mean, he just doesn't know how to do it. Hilochev avoye. So this is what Rashi says. Or yedin le'am lamin es yedelika. באמת, ואם הוא נחשיב מומחי שיידים בהילה מסלבים וישחית מכירים בהם ובדקו שידי הלך שחיתה דף דבן ידי הלך שחיתה לאי ליטום ידי מורזוקים לקלקל שאים הם דעס חרשן קוד מורזוקים שאוהינו ששוט כאן בו מיופי לקיל קובה ובשי מומחים ויאבינו בשיידים בודד מי ואבל בשי מומחים doesn't mean ואבל בשי מומחים that we tested them and we saw he doesn't know anything in הלך שחיתה. Then of course it's also it means we didn't test. Do yadin am bushi yidu im el cheshkitim oi. Ni sali fosh na yifu, so chli shi salei. Shi yochi li chis makas cherem visakin, afiu bibeim o. Kmo yiti salaf na apsulei. Alright, now the Gemara says, so we have six kimtis, right? We have six kimtis. So now the Gemara explains, why does one ma'amire explain it one way and he doesn't explain it the other way, the way the other ma'amire explains. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Nevi Rabbi Baruch Kabaye V'Rovel Rav Asher Yamre Mishmi Kasher V'Chul. So, as against Rabbi Nevi as against Rabbi Nevi and Rabbi Baruch, why didn't they explain the Mishnah like Abai and like Choven, like Havashe, the Mishnah's reference to Ikuzi, the Mishnah's reference to Mumay Chaliz Litovim? There is a very simple teretz, because if we apply the Mishnah to Ikuzi, or to a Mumay Chaliz Litovim, so then there is a certain difficulty. The Vikulon is superfluous. It should say Vimchoch. So because of that, they reject this, the Kimte of Abai, Choven, and Havashe. All right. But why couldn't they all explain the way Rabbi Barule explains it, that Lechatchila is reference to Tomei in Chumash Nasa Taras HaKidesh, and the Eved is reference to Mutosh Mamesh? So we cool it. Rabbi Barule Le'amre Lach Lishne Damre Tochi Iker Ad Rabbi Hosom Iker Nizvochi Dibikotchim Koy Lach Lishne Damre Hosom Iker Vo chayni di tonei. Vioche, eigentlich Tome Tome Bechum, Tome, Tome Name, Tome Mitoschen, so Tome Bechum Gufayo, ist der Kolei, Chum, Schnaas Altaras Akele, Schlafke Kele, ist dann. So it's not shy to explain it that way. We want to assume that even when a person is mikabel upon himself to eat chum mitare, he still is allowed to be contaminated chum. So then we can't explain the Mishnah that way. Why couldn't all the other Amorim explain the Mishnah the way Rabbi says that the Hakel Shoch Yechatchila means that anyone who is established as a Bokim Rishon. So, Rabbin Amre Lahach Mishnah Dom from Mumchim. Now Rabbin has two Mishnahs. So according to the first motion, Sedam Mumchim Ein She Mumchim Roy is Rav Mitzvah for Shchita Mumchim. Because Rabbin's first motion assumes that we do not say Roy Mitzvah for Shchita Mumchim. Because if we say Roy Mitzvah for Shchita Mumchim, then there is a presumption that that no Jew would have the chutzpah to undertake Shchita if he doesn't know in his heart that he's a Bokim Shchita. I mean, it requires an unusual degree of chutzpah for a sheikh to undertake Shechtin if he himself knows that he doesn't know the Shchita at all. So, there are some who say, and we pass it like that, Reib Mitzuyin is al Shchita Mumchimei. Most, the overwhelming majority of Shochtim, it doesn't mean the overwhelming majority of Jews, but Reib Mitzuyin is al Shchita. The overwhelming majority of Shochtim, of Jews who undertake to Shech, know Il Cheshchite well. So, we couldn't explain the way Rabbin in the first Lashon explains it. Because according to Rabbin's first Lashon, so if it hadn't been established, if Bezdin did not give a test to a prospective Shochet, then we're not allowed to let him Shech. To let him Shech. So only if it is established that he is experienced, he has practiced. No. So the other Amroim don't explain it that way because so we don't have to be chayishes even if someone he does not have the experience. So as long as he is a mumche, so we can take it for granted that everything will be done properly. Rakom and Abaye explain it in a similar way. They apply it to Kusi. But Abaye applies it to Emin al-Gabov, Kusi Emin al-Gabov. And Rove applies it to Kusi Yitzvi Nichnas. So Rove lo mak Abaye ki Kusi, because of the Kashi from the Mishnah in Avinizori. Abaye lo mak Rove. Why doesn't he say like Rove? After all, he has a Raya. So the answer is, Hosom loy noga. Hoche noga. So here, in other words, here, we don't even have to resort to the distinction. From this Gemara, it appears that we don't even have to resort to the distinction between the Rabbonim and the Raisim. From this Gemara, it appears. Because the Gemara could have said, Hosom Yisurei Rabbonim, Hoch Yisurei Raisim. And the Gemara says, no, we don't even have to resort to it. Because Hosom Linoge, after all, what did we see there? Did we see that the Ilchovim was in contact with the wine? We didn't see anything. We just saw that it was within the reach of the Ilchom. So, Mele, Yitzvah Nichlas is enough. Mashiach came when he had the behemoth in his hands. So then Yitzvah Nichlas is not enough. Rav Asher, Yom HaKet Abaye, why doesn't Rav Asher say, like, why doesn't Rav Asher say, like Abaye and Rove, because according to Abaye and Rove, the Mishneh called with the Mandoma Kusingira Mesri, because he according to Mandoma Kusingira Roisen, so they are going Murim, so Shritos and Mele. But Rav Asher holds no Kusingira Roisen, so Mele, we can't explain the Mishneh, we can't apply the Mishneh to Kusim, because then it's going, so even the Eved Shritos and Mele. Abaye Roma Rav Asher, because Rav Asher's Kibte is based upon Rove's memory of Yisroel Mumarich and Yisroel Tom Ben Iksak Yunesim. But Abaye could say, he doesn't agree with Rove's memory of Yisroel Mumarich and Yisroel Tom Ben Iksak Yunesim. El Rove my time Roma Kishmaitze. After all, Rove certainly agrees with his memory. Of Israel Mumarechon Vizritoven, that's his memory. So why didn't Rove apply the Mishneh to Eichon Vizritoven? So Yimore says, Lidvor of the Abai Koma, Vilei Lisvir Alei. Alright. Now the Rashi. Ad Rabo Osmikel, Leboi Elim Yisnoach, Kama Adi Tone Laaf Kibishom, Vichai Lizoya Boop, Shidi Shachtun Pein Lchatchile, Mum Chine Lkubot Mibdiki, Ki Kushe Deitz, Ma Miech Mikchom Bichanusi, Vabai Loma Krove Di Alma Shem Zchanuzi, Yitz Minich Lchatchile, Hosom Lino Gahu, Mikchom Biyayim Bishol Shibirizmen, Hoche Beim Ezubi Yala Kusini Sunu Keref Ayin, Sheyo Idei Reis, Hilkach Lissam Chinon, Ayitze Vinich. Now what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Hoche behime zubi yad akusi, nisuno, ki herefai, sheyo ideiris, hilkach, lo yisamchin ayitzi v'nichnas. So Rashi says it, alib da baye. That's the reason as to why a baye doesn't rely on yitzi v'nichnas in connection with shvide. Because it's in the hands of the kusi, and in a split second, he can pass it. How much does it take to make a difference, that was a second. You just use the sake like this, and it's possible. It's possible. In other words, if the psul would require some time, it's mashma from Rashi, that if the psul would require some time, then a bayah would be made it, that we can rely on it in the class. Why? Because after all, this is a matter of psychology. You know, an Chovin Mori Kusi is afraid of the Jew. And if the Jew is Yetzir Nichnas, and the Akum or the Kusi doesn't know when he'll be Yetzir, when he'll be Nichnas, so maybe he's afraid, maybe he'll come in. So when is he afraid if the thing that puzzles it takes some time? So then he can be afraid. He'll be caught in the act. But if to puzzle it doesn't take some time, a second, you do it. So what is it to be afraid? Right now, the Israel is not in the room yet. And in a second, before, even if the Israel will bump in to him, the next minute, it will be all over. It will already be possible. So he has nothing to be afraid of. So we see a very important halacha. We see a very important halacha. That only Abaye holds that Yetzir Nichnas is not effective when the psul takes care of Ayin. But Rav is chaylik, and we pass like Rav. So that means that Yetzir Nichnas is effective even when the psul doesn't require a lot of time. Hoche beim zubir akusin isunum. Kerefayim sheyo ideiris hilkach leisamchino na yeitze v'nichnas. Luizvil od Rove. The Roma v'yehe Yisroel Muma sheikh l'chatchil l'dikasak. El Rove kimdom a Yisroel Muma mutal l'chatchil l'dikasakin. Amai lo Roma kishmaitze. Amai lo yukum masnisim Yisroel Muma l'chatchil l'dikton l'yubod eksakim v'deri l'dikton l'bishol l'yubod l'akil yukum ravashe v'zash maiz Rove. L'dvor av d'abay. Luizvil od Rove. Veik mebikusi. Veik l'chatchil l'yisroel l'agavu. Veik l'devet. ויצו נכנס, אמר רובי אלי, תוך מספר שלו ממומר, הוא מפיס להוכה, אף ויצו נכנס מוצא לו פנלך תחילה, ודאבד, אי כביבו הוא מוצא ששוחת. All right, now. Now, I just want, I mean, we'll go over the other tastes too, but just one little taste I want to go over. כוסוב הקוסים גיארו יזה, ושחיתו סום פסול, כמו ישולים וכחוב. מזווחתו, מה שאתה זה ביחד ואיכה, כלי מהרעיסי שהוא בר זביכה, להפוקי וכחובים ואיכל נביא לזלחס. Now, שחיתה עשה וכחובים היא certainly נביא. Even though he shechted properly, according to all the day, it's still נביא. Why? So there is a מחלקת between Tetzvah and Rambam. Tetzvah says, because we learn it out from Vizovachto. Vizovachto. So what does it mean, Vizovachto? Vizovachto means He's not a Bazvich because he's not Mitzur al Shchiti. Only Yisrael is Muzar al Shchiti. But a Goy is not Muzar al Shchiti. He can eat Nivele too, like Yer Hashem Sherechot et Neno Vachol. So that's why a Shchiti of an Akum is possible. And Eichel Nivele is Lachitz, but he is Muzar. Eichel Nivele is Lachitz, the Jew. He is Muzar al Shchiti. So why is he not a Bar Zviche? The answer is, Bar Zviche implies two things. Vizovachto implies two things. First of all, that he should be Shayach in Zviche. He should be Shayach in Zviche. So he should be Muzer an Zviche an Shrite. An Akum is not Muzer an Shrite. Because an Akum is allowed to eat Nevele. Now you ask, how about the Chereshit in Kotten? Chereshit in Kotten, Imachir, Reilei, Son, Soshit, Son, Sheiro. But Kotten, Echol, Nevele, Simbez, Mitzuv, and Afrise, he is not Muzer. The answer is, a Kotten is not Muzer, and this is Nevele. But when a Kotten eats Nevele, it is a Maisa Avere. It is a simple act, except that the Torah is not Makpit and Maisa Averes and sins of Tam. Not Makpit. But it is a simple act. V'horaye, it's also midraise to be misapi v'yodai. You're not allowed, even though he caught himself. He caught neichu nevele, he invest mitzvah l'afri. Say, if you see he caught neichu nevele, you're not mechuyev to stop him. It's only the father, machmas chinuch. But somebody else is not mechuyev to stop him. But to give a caught nevele is also midraise. Lo yiseich lom leisachilu. So it's also the raya to give nevele to a kotten. So it's raya that it's imaisa vele. It's a simple act. But it's potter of onshin. Not only potter of onshin. The Torah is not makpit on a vele of a kotten, of a cheresh in a kotten. The Torah is not makpit. But the act is a simple act. The act is a simple act. So nevele is considered a bar zviche. He is considered muzar al zviche, even though he is allowed to eat nevele. But it's a simple act, so he shayach in the iser of zviche. Because you're not allowed to give him biyodai nevele. Mashenki ninochri. So when ninochri eats nevele, it's like a Jew drinking water. Same thing, it's not a simple act. So it's like a Jew eating an apple. So Mimele is not a Bar Zviche. Now, so Vizovachto implies that only one who is a Bar Zviche can shecht. But someone who is not a Bar Zviche cannot shecht. So Enoch is not a Bar Zviche because he is not Mitzuve al Zviche. A Cheresh in the Kotten is Mitzuve because he is Shayach in Yisurim. He has Gushis Yisroel. But the Torah is not Makpit on the Averes. So he is a Bar Zviche. Why is Eichel Nevele Slahach is not a Bar Zviche? After all, he is Mitzuveh. The answer is, Bar Zviche implies, or Vachto implies two things. Number one, that he should be Muzer al Zviche. And number two, that he should be Zoyer in Zviche. And Mumar Eichel Nevele Slahach is not Zoyer in Zviche. So you'll ask, how about Mumar Eichel Nevele Slitoven? He is not Zoyer either. The answer is, a Mumar Eichel Nevele Slitoven is Zoyer. To a certain extent, but he cannot overcome this temptation. But whenever it's not in conflict with certain temptations, he's Zoyer. So he's considered a Bar Zviche. But in Mumar Eichel Nevele Slahach is even without the temptation. So he is ready to eat. So one thing, so he can deduce from this statement. Now, Rishenim mentioned, Rishenim, Achrenim, Poskim mention two kinds of lahachis. There is one kind of Mumar Eichel Nevele Slahachis who is defiant of the Torah, who eats Nevele because the Torah says, Kol Nevele Isechem. In order spitefully, just because the Rebbeinu Shalom forbids Achilas Nevele, that's exactly the reason as to why he eats. That's Lehachis Mamish. And then there is another kind of Lehachis. there is another kind of lehachis. There is a lehachis in makbid. Not that he's defiant, he's indifferent, he doesn't care. Now, there is a machmored avchavov in Avrizore, there is a machlikes between Ravach and Rabin. Between Ravach and Rabin. Chadomar avchavov in Avrizore. Chadomar. Eichel, mumer eichel Avrizore min. Eichel nevel lahachis mumer. Vichadomar, eichel nevel lahachis name min. So there is a machlekes, if someone is in Mumel Hachis, does he have the Shem Min, Apikeres Min, or not? One says yes and one says no. So the Rashba says, there is a machlekes between the Rashba and the Rop. The Rashba says that Eichel Nivei Lesleach, the Mandoma who says Eichel Nivei Lesleachis is a Min, he has reference to Lehachis Mamish. One who spitefully eats Nivele, because the Torah forbids it. That's exactly the reason as to why he eats it. He wants to defy and to challenge the Torah. So, Mashenkin, if someone is in a makbid, he doesn't care, he's indifferent. When you give him on the table, Nivele and Shchuto, so indifferently, he'll leave Nivele just as a wish. Not that he is makbid deliberately dafke to eat an inveilah. To show that I am opposed to the Torah. Indifferent. Sochi mumelahachis is certainly not a mean, says the Rashi. Even the Mandoma who says that the Eichon Inveilah lahachis is a mean, so he only has reference to lahachis mamish, but not to any makbid. The Ro in Berek HaBayis is masik on the Rashi. And he says just the reverse. He says, if someone is lahachis mamesh, who eats chilev with trekes, with nails, then it goes without saying that is a mean. Everybody agrees that is a mean. From the Rashba, it's mashma that such a person is even more of a mean than a mumelam in his own. After all, he does it spitefully. Tos the Rebbeinu Shalom. Spitefully, he wants to defy the Torah, to defy the Rebbeinu Shalom. So in Chomin Godum is it, the Ross says. When is there a machleket between Ravach and Rabbeinu, when there is a mean or just a mumer? That is, if it is indifferent in a makbid. Now, so Teisves here says, ושחיתוסם פסולות כמו של גחובים מזווחתו מה שאתה זווי יחת היחד כלי מהכיסי של בר זוויחה להפוקי מלכחובים so he's not a בר זוויחה because he's not מצווה על זוויחה ואיך הוא נביא לסלח איס he's not מצווה, he's מצווה so because וזווחתו בר זוויחה implies two things number one that he should be מצווה number two that he should be זויה so מומר איך נביא לסלח איתאובם he's a זויה because whenever it's not in conflict with his appetites he will not do so. He is oil. He is oil. But he's certainly not oil. How about someone who is in a makbid? He's certainly not oil. How can you call him oil? So according to Teisves, since Teisves says that he's not a barzvich, why isn't he a barzvich? After all, a goy is not a barzvich because not mitzvah. But the mumel hachis, ichle mumel hachis, is a barzvich, is mitzvah. The answer is barzvich implies two things. One, that he should be mitzvah al zviche. Two, that he should be zoyer in zviche. So ichle mumel sliti ovum is zoyer. But in a makbid, is certainly not zoyer. So it is certain that according to Teisa, it's not only lahachis mamesh, shchitos is asur. Even in a makbid, shchitos is asur. How about someone who is not makbit on the Isar of Shatnes? Who is not makbit on the Isar of Shatnes, so then he can shecht. Because he is a Bazviche. He is Zoyer in Shchite. He is not Zoyer. He is not Zoyer in Shatnes. We have a Dav Yoma. We say, Pirik Vezi Yivomes. Echo gira rois verger, Halayim is kolom gira murime. Heinrich is in his geile gamre, mi pachada rois. Avo kusimu in his geile gamre. Kitersib im lochim, es alishemo yireim. Veselayem o yoedim. Umanda magirem esay. Kosova, the shuv is geile gamre. Now this tasteless presents a big challenge and a big taine against all the rabbonim in America who are so lax and so liberal in accepting gerim. So tasteless, now here the Gemara mentions that there is a machlekes tanoim as to order kusim gira roisein and kusim gira yemesein. So the mandoma who says kusim gira roisein, they are goyim. Even though there are many mitzvahs in which there are zoya, and one time it says, "Kol mitzvah sherziku bekusim harbe midagdikim bo yisam Yisrael." There are certain mitzvahs that the kusim accepted; they are more conscientious in regard to the observance of these mitzvahs than Yisrael in Sheol. Still, kusim giraro yisim. One time it says, "Why? Because there was no real commitment to the Torah." Because the Pasuk tells us that even after they were Mizgaya, they had Yira Shamayim, they had fear of God, but at the same time, they worshipped Einstein. They worshipped Einstein. So that means, so Mele, the Geus is not Chal. Why isn't the Geus Chal? But they were Mizgaya, there was Mile, there was Trile. The answer is, there are three ingredients in Geus. Mile, Trile, and Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Kabbalah's mitzvahs does not consist of lip service. Kabbalah's mitzvahs does not consist of lip service of saying, I hereby undertake to comply with Judaism, I believe in Judaism. That's nothing. Kabbalah's mitzvahs means commitment. And since the kusim, so after the geulus, they continued worshiping idols. So there was no commitment, so there was no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Mele, they're not Jews. So the other Mandoma who says, Kusim Geremesei, and we passed like the Mandoma Kusim Geremesei, accepted Bidir Shel Rabam and Rabase, so the Chachomim enacted that they should have a din of Akum. But Midraise, they are Israeli. So why do they say that Kusim Geremesei? But after all, Eseleyem o Yoedi. So Mimele, there was no Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So Teisa says, "Uman be'omah gireh v'seim, kosova v'shuv nizgayo legamre." What does it mean, shuv nizgayo legamre? It means, and after that, they abandoned idol worship. At the beginning, the first years after the Geirus, they continued to worship idols. But after that, after a number of years elapsed, they abandoned the Avinizore. No, so the question is, what did it mean? And then when they abandoned the Avinizore, they went through another Geirus. Another Trile. And what? And Achtov Zamris. So what? So why was the other Tane say that Kusim Gire Aroyesei, Monepshech, Monepshech, they should be considered a Jews because through the original Geirus was null and void. Because there was just lip service, there was no real Kabbalah's mitzvah, there was no commitment to the Torah. They continued after the first Geirus to worship idols. But after that, he's Gaon Legamre, and they abandoned David Izore. So they should have become Jews later on. So we have to say that the Mandoma who says Kusim Giraro is saying holds Loi Nizgai Ol Gamre. So what is it? There's a machlek, it's an historical fact here. It's not Mistaba. And Shuv Nizgai Ol Gamre doesn't mean that he went through another Geus, another Twile, and Atov Zambris. What does it mean? Shuv Nizgai Ol Gamre means ultimately the Kusim gave up the Avizor. The first few years, the Kusim continued to worship idols, but ultimately they gave up the Avizor. So what's the machlekes? And the Mandoma who says that Kusim Giraroisim also admits that ultimately they gave up the Avizor. So what's so there is a machlekes in the din, not in the mitzies, there is no machlekes in the historical fact. The mitzies is as follows. Originally, when the Kusim were Migaya themselves, So for a number of years, they continued to worship idols. Side by side with worship of the Rebbe Nishar alone, they worshiped idols. But then at the end, before they died, so they all abandoned Am Yisrael. They all abandoned Am Yisrael. And they became real Shema Mitzvahs, committed Jews. They became committed Jews. So the question is this. The Mandoma who says that Kusim Girahoise, he holds that inasmuch as at the very outset they were not committed Jews, so Mimele the Geus was null and void. So even though later on they give up the Amnizore, so that required a new Geus and they didn't go through a new Geus, so Mimele they remain going like a Goy who will start observing all the mitzvahs. So will he become a Jew? Let's say a Goy, without will and doubt will, he'll just start observing Shabbos and Kashrus, Taras HaMishpocha, everything. He will not become a Jew. So the Mandoma who says Kusim Gerarai says these Kusim too. Later on, they abandoned Am Yisrael and they became committed Jews, committed to the Torah. But at the very outset, the Kabbalah Mitzvahs was no Kabbalah Mitzvahs, because Kabbalah Mitzvahs does not consist of lip service. Kabbalah Mitzvahs consists of commitment. And since at the very outset, when the Geulah took place, there was no commitment, so Memele, when the commitment did come, it required a new Geulah, and that didn't take place, so they remained going. The Mandoma who says Kusim Girem is saying, he holds that as long as the Geirus ultimately results in a commitment, so then the Geirus is retroactively effective. But it must result sooner or later, before the Geir dies, in a commitment to the Torah. But if he dies not a committed Jew, so then it's retroactively determined that there was no Geirus. So Mele, according to Teis V'Shite, all these Geirim, who are Mekabel Geirus, and then they continue deporting themselves, the same way as they deported themselves before the Geirus. All right, maybe some of them don't go to church. So there are many Christians who don't go to church. So they are irreligious Christians. That doesn't mean that they deport themselves like Jews just because they don't go to church. But they are Michal Shabbos and they trade fair and they do everything that the Goy does. So according to Tainsves, the Geulah is not Geulah. Shitas Rambam appears to be different. Anyway, alright, now. So, you should go over. If you didn't go over the Tainsves on this Gemara, so you should go over by Friday. All the taste tests up to this.
I have to give an opening from the view. Now, we didn't go over the taste tests. Now, Hakel Shochti, the first taste test that I've made from the Hakel Shochti. Kosu b'hilchas Eretz Yisrael, the noshim lo yishchatu mipnei shedaitom kalis. Vei nira, tafu midoshin sheichatis lechatchil. Ki damrin upiri kol apsul sheshochtu devedin lechatchil alei, vereminu vishocha milamei tshashrit ha-sheiro. So how can the Mishnah in Zvochim use a loshim? And there it says, Kol Apsulim Sheshochtu. So all those who are apostle to do the Aveide, to do the Kabbalah Sadam, the Zrika Sadam, the Iloche, but for Shchites Kochim, if they did it, so it's kosher. For Shchites Kochim, it's kosher. So the question is, why does he say only the Eved? And in the list is mentioned Noshim too. So the Gemara gives a teretz from Shame who are din daf lechatchile. So I mean the whole list that the Mishnah mentions that sheshochtu is kshero, so even chatchila. So it's a gemara mevoreshes that even by kochim and isho is kshero to shech lechatchila. Alachas kamo lechamo b'chul. Elo, why does the Mishnah use the loshin of Yeved? Elo mishum the boy le misne tomed b'muktoshi lechatchila loy. Even though he does it in such a way that it doesn't contaminate the behemoth's kochim, let's say Sakin Oruch, and he stands, and Sakin Oruch, and so but Lechatchil is not supposed to do it, so that's why the Mishnah uses the lashon of the Eved, because of one item in the list. But as far as the other items in the list are concerned, so even the chatchila is kosher, and one of the other items is ishe. So we see that the nisho is kshero to shech even kochim lechatchila. Allah has kamu lechamuchu. So in other words, that's the asoge of the hilchas Eretz Yisrael. El avadai mishin lochzi. So el mishin boi mishin domlesh lechatchila yudon lenaamish. So, if it is true, as the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael say, that the Isha is not allowed to shech tchum lechatchile, so the Gemara could have said, because of Isha, v'ikoma mishum diboyel misnoshim, diton liberation, ela vadai mishum dinoshim shechtis lechatchile, afilut mukdoshim. Vod lekatone hakel shochti ech danoshim bechad noshim ki diktone bit mure hoso mitzrich lemisne ki dipirish berish mure mishum lechol apar shekule nemro b'loshin zoch. So one could argue that an isho could not do tmure. If an isho is made a kochim, so then the tmure is not chal because the whole parsha v'yachrufenu v'liyomir so it's all emasculate. So one could argue that the nisho cannot do tmura. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell us, there couldn't even be salkedaitoch that the nisho couldn't check. So that's why the Mishnah doesn't have to tell us echad anoshim echad noshim, but certainly kshero lishchem echadchim. שנוכל הפער שכל הנמר לא שזוכר, אבל הוכה אין חידוש באיש או יצם באיש, ובפרי כל הפסולים גם מקוצ'ים, יצריך למיסנה נושים, ממשור הווידס, נושים פסוליס, אפילו כהניס. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us his מוכים? Because לגם מקוצ'ים, there could be סלגדאי תוך that the nisho should not check. But, תבחום, there couldn't even be such a סלגדאי תוך. But the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael say that the nisho should not check lechatchil. We should not even call this. Tetzves is masik. Now the Ramo paskens the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, the Ramo. Now, the Oruch HaShulchan says a very remarkable thing. He says that when the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael say, the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael say, Noshim l'ishchatum v'nishi daitum kaleis. So daitum kaleis doesn't mean because they have a weak character. But daitum kaleis here means because there is one loshim in the Gemara. There is one loshim we had. Two lishenes and rabbini. So one loshim rabbini says, Hakel mumchin shochti. Mumchin afal pishayim orzoki. But Emor Zokin, so even though he's not in music. Now, the second Russian says, Hakel Murzokim Sheikh. Hakel Murzokim Sheikh. So the second Russian says, holds Murzokin Ein Sheikh Murzokin Loi, Lei Lufe. So in other words, so the lotion that says Sheim Ozokin Loi, the lotion that says Sheim Ozokin Loi, he holds that Liyut Chalshinu Liyut. So the Chatchile, we're not allowed to let someone who is not experienced in shechting to shech, because maybe he'll become faint. He'll become faint, and he will make it so, shie, whatever it is.
That's the second lashon of Rabbini. But the first lashon holds that the first lashon holds that hakel mumchin shochtin mumchin aval pishemozot. Aval pishemozot. Why? Because liluveloi hashimot. So we have a machlekes between the first lashon of Rabine and the second lashon of Rabine, as to whether liluve hashinon or liluve eloi hashinon. The first lashon of Rabine holds that even someone who is not experienced, so can share. And the second lashon holds that someone who is not experienced cannot share, only if it is established that he is muzik, that he is experienced. Why? Because liluve hashinon. Now we paskin leilufe loy chashim. Leilufe loy chashim. We paskin not like the second lashon and not like the first lashon. Because according to the second lashon of Rabine, so it's leilufe chashinon. According to the first lashon, so leilufe loy chashinon. But we don't say oiv mitzuyin itel shinitem mumchinei. And we say, we pass in that we say Rav Mitzuyin itel shinitem mumchinei. So that's our psak, that liluf eloi chashim, that we can let a sheikh a chair, even though he's not experienced, because liluf eloi chashim. So this is what the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael say. This is how the Or HaShulchan explains the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Noshim lo yishchatu nishdaiton kales doesn't mean that they can be easily persuaded. Daiton kaleis, in other words, they're not tough. On the contrary, it's lishmach of the noshim, because women are softer by nature. So memele, so too we pass liluvelo yichashim. There is one mandoma rabbi in a second lashon who says that even in regard to a many sheichet, if he's not experienced, we are not allowed to let him shech. Maybe he'll become faint because he will not be able to see the blood of the behem. So we paskin not like the second lashon of Rabine. Liluf veloy chashinon. So when do we say that liluf veloy chashinon in regard to the average man? Because the average man is tough. So we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe he'll become faint-hearted as a result, you know, of the blood of the behemoth. And mashenke in regard to an average woman, so women are titan kalis, not titan kalis. Titan kalis means they are softer. They are more sensitive to pain, even of an animal. So maybe there will be some of shear. That's the pshat in titan kalis. So maybe, though Hashulchan says there is no kasha from the Gemara in Zvachim. There the Gemara in Zvachim says that actually the Mishneh could have said in connection with all those that are listed in the Mishneh, one of whom is an Ishe, that Ibn Chathila the Kinshecht Kochi. So, because there the Mishneh the Gemara only says that there is no Psumi Chathila per se as far as Ishe is concerned. But in regard to an average Isha, there is always a possibility, maybe she's very sensitive. But suppose we know that the woman is very tough, so then she's allowed to shech lechatchile. And let's say if she's experienced, if we know that she has experience in shechting, and she doesn't become faint-hearted as a result of the blood of the behemoth, so in such a case, she can shech lechatchile. So in other words, there is no aloche, there is no psul lechatchile of ishe per se to shech, even kochim. But stam isha, there is a possibility we are chesheish for ilufe. Stam men, we're not chesheish. According to Rabbi the second lashon, even stam men. But I'll leave it hilchase. So the hilchase at Yisrael tell us, I'll leave it emes. So we pass not like the second lashon of Rabine, but in regard to stam women, since noshim are naturally softer than men, we are chesheish liluf. And the Gemara in Zvochim has reference to a woman that we know that is very tough and is not sensitive. Is not sensitive. Alright. Now, Ben-Gurion said that the only member in the Israeli cabinet who is tough and who is masculine is called the Mayer. All the others are feminine. They're not tough. They are soft. So in other words, there are certain women that are much tougher than most men. So the Gemara in Zvochim, when the Gemara in Zvochim says that the Nisha is Kshema to Sheach Tim Kochim Lechatchile, it has reference to a woman that we know is not sensitive. Masheikin, Stam women, the Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, have reference to Stam women. Stam women, since more usually, I mean, women are more softer than men, so we are chishish liruf. But Stam men, we're not chishish liruf. I mean, that's probably the right pshat in Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. All right. Shema Yikalka. V'chulon sheshochto v'achirim rei nizon shchitoson shema. So chutz mecher ha-shek v'kotin shema Yikalka v'lo eshchitoson. B'gmore dayek midiktone shema Yikalka v'lo ikotone shema kilkelu shma mino imeisrin lo hen lichatchum lichatchil. U'pir shakuntres afilu achirim rei nizon v'kosher v'perush. So in other words, so the Gemara, according to Rashi's Pshat, this halacha that chereshit nikot, if achir rein oison, so shchitos nikshei, or so it's only the eved, but lechatchila you're not allowed to let a chereshit nikot nishecht our behime. Even if it's a chirin reinis. And according to Rashi's Pshat, this halacha that we're not allowed to let a chereshit nikot nishecht lechatchila, even in the case of a chirin reinis, is deduced from the term shemo yikalkel, chutz mecherashit nikot, shemo yikalkel leshchitoson. And it doesn't say shemo kilkel leshchitoson. The answer is, the Mishnah tells us that even if it's a chirin rein eison, it's still us. It's still us. Upirish akuna for a rein eison, because of the perushim. Why do we have to deduce that from the reishim? That thing, that even a chirin rein eison, chathchila, it should not be allowed, is implicit in the same thing. Because the Mishnah says, v'chulon